think Niall Davis can help you right away this week.
Who?
Niall Davis, the guy you traded for.
Niall Davis, actually, I haven't met him yet. He just arrived here, so we'll have an official announcement as we normally do. Really till we get going, the goal is to get him ready for practice today. So, and then we'll take it from there.
I guess just in general, what kind of challenge is it to get a guy ready in 2 days?
Well, it's part of the NFL landscape. Ideally, you work through these types of situations. I mean, it's obviously a big challenge when you're on a short week, but he's definitely a talented young player. We obviously had a chance to compete against him, so see him play live in the preseason game, and he had a lot of production that night. So just looking forward to getting him into the mix and get going.
Is that a sign that either James or Eddie might be out a little bit longer than you might have thought?
Well, I mean, James is going to be a couple weeks. Eddie Lacy, I mean, he will not practice today. I mean, he's very sore.
Mike, looking at the game again from Sunday, you see Aaron missing throws behind receivers, sailed that one to Cobb in the end zone. What can you do as a coach, or can Alex do to maybe help regain some of the accuracy that he's seen in the past?
Well, I mean, we're talking about a couple throws. I think we threw, 42 times in a game. You have some of that. Frankly, the play to Richard, you have to, it was sometimes you put plays in it that are in between concepts, and when you have footworks and things like that, it's the details in it that creates that situation. Now you go, whoa, he's wide open, or, I get that. So we were kind of in between concepts there. I think that factored into, why he probably played the play a little faster than he needed. It was actually a shot play that I'd put in. And when you try to categorize concepts, sometimes it's not as clean. But end of the day, it's about connecting, taking advantage of those opportunities. We're well aware of it. But you just stay in tune with the fundamentals. Our quarterbacks here, really, as long as I've coached the position, you can go back and look at even, when Brett was here, and, every pass play that's been thrown in 11 years, there's a footwork grade, there's a decision grade, there's a throw grade, and that's broken down into a number of different categories. So that's the detail of our analytics. You stay true to it. Self-scout's an ongoing, part of our game plan, and that's really what we focus on. So the result is not really the focus of mine, is probably as much as yours, and I understand the job that everybody has to do there, but I really focus on the details of the fundamentals, because then the results will come. So I think you see that each and every year, and it's really it's the game of football.
Mike, one of the things you said about the passing game after Sunday was that you didn't think the opportunities were crisp. I guess, is that what you're talking about, or what are the details that go into having a crisp offense?
I don't recall the statement crisp. We definitely felt, and probably even when you have good games and when you win games, it's probably pretty consistent. There's opportunities that you leave on the field sometimes, and sometimes more than others. So it's just acknowledging the fact that we need to continue to improve, and that's really where our focus lies.
What have you seen from Chicago's defense?
Good defense. Get some players back, particularly in the front. So well coordinated, disciplined with their techniques. I think when you see the common the common theme throughout, particularly their front people, just the way they play, and you see the fact that they're in a second year. So it's it'll be a big challenge, as it always is when you play these guys.
Did any of your injured corners on the field today at all?
Demarius and Quentin will be part of the rehab group.
Sam still out?
Sam's still out, yes. Sam will not play this weekend, though.
That's good.
Mike, with Goodson getting, I don't know which players were from going into that game, but playing as much as he ended up having to, what'd you think of that in the as far as where he's at right now?
You know, it's just really going off the conversation with the coaches. You know, the reps were probably higher than we anticipated, but, you know, there was nothing really glaring, that stood out. So it was good to have him back there. And I know special teams-wise, you know, you definitely felt his presence.
Mike, when you look at the special teams from last Sunday, you had a punt pin him on the three. You had a nice punt return, a nice kickoff return. Is that do you see maybe that phase starting to become more impactful for you as you go along here?
Well, I thought we definitely improved on special teams. It was definitely one of the bright spots of the game.
Mike, is there any way that Sam doesn't come back, or is the plan fully for him to return, Sam Shields?
Well, I mean, the plan for Sam is to get him healthy, number one. So it's going to be longer than we might expect it. So it's just going off the last conversation I've had with Sam. It's just important to go one day at a time and make sure that we get him healthy.
Wes asked you about Meech. How about Pinnell, his first game back?
Yeah, I think Mike was about 15 plays is what he played, and that's about where we wanted to play him. So just did some really good things, and like anything, just not to get too technical in here. I mean, it's, you know, there's some things that showed up for Mike that, you know, it's really a byproduct of not playing for 4 weeks.
Gunter played a lot of good football for you the first few weeks. Probably didn't, obviously didn't play as well as you want to on Sunday. What do you think that was?
I don't know if I really agree with your opinion. I mean, he had some moments, had some things, and once again, I think he'd fall more in the area of fundamentals and technique.
Mike, when you look back at the run game, Lacy, you know, gave you some nice broken tackles and things, but from just a scheme standpoint, how do you think you're running the ball? Were you pleased with just the execution of the run game in general?
Scheme or execution? I'm not really following.
Execution of your scheme.
It wasn't totally clean. I mean, I think we had some plays that came out there. I thought Eddie ran the ball extremely hard. It was obviously a point of emphasis at our defense with the low tackle, and that's really the way people have gone with Eddie, particularly, you know, because of his strength and his ability to break tackles. I think he jumped over three players. Three or four times there. So, but yes, as far as, you know, the attempts and I would say our run game was not as crisp, you know, more because of the way we went about it, getting in and out of the different personnel groups and so forth, where, you know, Eddie was up in the game and then he wasn't up. So, I mean, just, you know, you don't really get to get into the flow. And if you ask anyone that's ever been part of a run blocking unit, particularly against that front and the way they play, you want to hammer away at that bunch. So we really never got the opportunity to do that.
Do you have time to tailor it to who you have left, you know, this week? I know it's a short week and everything.
That's football. I mean, this is the way it goes. This is it's a short week. And when you have change or adjustment, you just work through it. And frankly, you have to really tap into the offseason, into the menu of your offense. And that's what we've done. So we have – you know, the scheme, and more importantly, it's about putting the players in position to be successful.
Two more.
Any plans for Don Jackson this week, Mike?
Don Jackson will actually work. You know, he'll work some, but, you know, he's obviously still a practice squad member. But we got to make sure he's ready if needed.
Mike, you talked about how every pass, you look at the footwork and the great stuff. Does Aaron see the same thing that you see? I'm wondering, like, when you're in that quarterback room, is the conversation open? How does he feel when you say the footwork and stuff needs to be worked on?
I mean, absolutely. I don't understand why there would be a question in it. I mean, that's why you have coaches and you have players. Coaches coach, players play. We spend a lot of time in the meeting room. We spend a lot of time in the video study. I think our analytics, without getting into detail, is second to none. We've put a huge emphasis on that. Particularly the last 2 years, and frankly, being in an offense for 10 years, you're able to collect data and do certain things with it and really learn from it. And it's at every position. And we take a lot of pride, and we're pretty damn good at it as far as the way the quarterback position's coached. And that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it always will be.